Welcome to Our Sleeve Life podcast, hosted by Kelly and Mel, two lifelong friends who took control of their lives by having gastric sleeve surgery 5 years apart. This podcast is for you, our listeners, whether you're pre-op, post-op, maintaining, being a support person, or maybe none of these, but this is your podcast. Now it's time for the show. Welcome back, guys.
Yeah.
We are doing our August check-in.
That's right.
And we had some great moments this month.
Yeah, I've had some good ones.
We can start with the fact that during camping, I had my first drink.
Ooh.
In almost 16 months.
Holy heck. So what was the drink?
It was hard cider.
Okay.
So I left it sitting out so the bubbles would just like...
Oh, dissipate?
Dissipate.
Okay. Was this Two Towns?
No, it was Angry Orchards.
Angry Orchards. I like Two Towns pineapple cider.
Oh, I'll have to try it.
It's calming. It's not very bubbly.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Good to know. The bubbles didn't bug me at all.
Oh, good.
But yeah, it was kind of cool. Like, I didn't get drunk.
Like, no.
I know everybody says, like, you're going to take two sips and get wasted. And, well, I took two sips and I was not wasted.
No. It takes way more than that.
Yeah, but it was fun. I mean, it was fun to be able to, like, sit, camp. Drink some and, like, not have to worry about it.
That's awesome.
So
did you feel anything?
I mean, I felt, like, a little buzzing, but it was gone pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
One thing I noticed is if I eat at all after, like, my drunkenness or highness goes, like, down. So I try not to eat much right after.
Because I think I was drinking and then I had breakfast because we made a scramble.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I was drinking at like 9 o'clock in
the
morning.
And it wasn't a mimosa? What's wrong with you?
We didn't have mimosa stuff.
Oh,
I know.
Maybe next time. I was there.
Next time.
I'll have to come with. I'll bring the mimosas.
We're going to do a podcast camping trip.
Ooh.
So it's going to be all of us.
We could actually do that. That is a thing we could do.
What?
A podcast camping trip where we actually record an episode whilst
camping. Yeah. Let us know. If you want that.
No, they want that. They want that.
I like how you just assume that they want that.
They want that. I want that. They want that. We just need to get to know what day and we'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that would be easy.
That'd be fun. So that could be like our winter check-in.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we were thinking about going in the winter or... That could be our September check-in.
Yeah, whenever we go.
October. Well, we were thinking your birthday.
Yes.
Anyways, I don't think you guys really care what month it is.
I know. Like, we're like trying to schedule.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's really our lives right now.
It is.
It's crazy.
Ooh, you want to talk about that?
Yes.
That's
Let's
a thing.
Do it. Let's do it.
Both our husbands are mad at us.
Oh, my gosh. It's like dealing with a five-year-old.
No, don't you say that.
It is
it's
kind of.
Not.
No,
it's not.
I take that back. I love you very much, Cody.
You're welcome, Cody.
Yeah. I feel like they are just now realizing how important our time is with them.
I think they realize how much they valued our time.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that they realize that they do want us around and that they need attention too.
Yes.
And
yes, ma'am.
Because we both have had talks with our husbands about like timing and being on our phones too much and not talking or doing things for each other.
Yes. I feel like our time has always been valuable. But coming from somebody that used to be bedridden, my whole day revolved around my husband coming home.
Well, in that room.
Well, that room and like him coming home.
Okay.
Because I didn't have anybody. Like I have friends, of course. I have friends.
Yeah, that's not the same.
But it was like I didn't have social interaction other than my two dogs.
Right. So when he would come home, like all your attention was him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, we're a little, right around a year and a half, I think.
For what?
For post-op.
Oh, for you. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a year and a half post-op, I'm just now starting to understand that I have a life outside.
Oh, you found you.
Yeah.
You really?
So my whole goal this whole year has been finding my happy.
Yes. I remember that.
And I think we have found it.
You think you found it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I
think it's with this podcast.
Yeah.
and spending time with Marcus, our wonderful, wonderful producer.
Suck up.
And he's waving right now. And with my wonderful, wonderful co-host that we wouldn't even have this podcast without her wonderful idea.
Aww.
And I do work a day job that I absolutely love. Yep. I love going in every day. I have two dogs that I absolutely adore. Like, my life is kind of going in the direction that I want to go in now.
You got your independence back.
I have my independence.
Yeah.
I can exercise. I can do the things that I want to do.
Yeah. You're confident now.
So it's weird when I'm doing the things I want to do, but now I have to backpedal and try to figure out how to fit everything else into it.
You got
to
balance. It's a balancing act.
Backpedal. Balance.
Balance. Yeah. You got to find balance in your life because now we realize, oh, they do need our time.
They do.
It is important to have a successful relationship. You got to give time to it.
Yes.
Whether that's date nights and or just alone on the couch together, just no phones, no interaction. Mm-hmm. So it totally works. And that's what I've been doing. Like, I'm just putting my phone down for like 2 hours at night. Don't touch it. And we just have our time.
Well, we actually had that conversation.
Yeah.
We were like, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., no podcast.
Yeah, that's our time.
That's our time with our families so we can relax and they don't feel like they're trying to compete with our time or that they're getting what's left over after.
Well, and I think that's a great time frame because that's when you're like cooking dinner together. That's when you guys are sitting down watching a show or playing a card game or just being outside. Like you can do a lot of things during that time frame and just have one-on-one time.
Definitely.
So,
and I found out recently that cooking dinner together is like my husband's top thing.
He likes it.
That is our quality time.
Yeah.
That's what he considers quality time because we're cooking. We're not looking at the TV. We're not looking at our phones. Like, we're having discussions about what's going on, you know, in our life, you know, earlier that day. Because me and my husband, for you guys that don't know, we work opposite schedules.
Yeah.
So he works. He goes to work at 8:15 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then he doesn't get off until about 10 a.m.
Okay.
But I leave for work about 8:30. Yeah, and then, so we only get 2 hours.
2 hours. You literally only get 2 hours.
And not even that, because if he sleeps until his alarm, it's 6:45.
Because he has to leave, what?
At 8:15.
At 8:15. That sucks, yeah.
Exactly 2 hours.
Yep.
So I feel like now that I've gone back and I've kind of thought about it, I'm like, 2 hours is not that much time.
No.
And if that's what you're asking for, I can give that to you because he is my top priority.
Yeah, and they are our top priority. They should be. So they come first.
They do come first.
Yeah.
I mean, this podcast is our heart and soul. We love it. We have put everything into it and we enjoy doing it. This is our happy spot. But we also need to realize that there can be multiple happy spots within our lives. So,
well, and I think for me and Eric's relationship, I just didn't realize, like how much the value was there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause you know, we never had this issue before. Mm-hmm. Like, it's always me being like, why aren't you home?
Exactly.
Why aren't you like calling or texting me? Mm-hmm. And now the roles reversed and they freaked him out a little bit. And then like new territory for me. Cause I'm like, oh,
yeah.
What?
You're like, what's the problem?
You knew where I was.
Yeah.
Why did I have to text you? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, like, now I'm like, okay, you have to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, like, that's what I wanted from him. So, same respect. I need to do the same thing.
Well, and I think in the light of communication is key within this weight loss surgery world.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you have to find that communication with your partner from the very beginning.
Yeah. They're very, very important to your whole journey. Like, and that actually came easy to tell him those things. So it's like, why is it so hard to just be like split off text messages of like, this is when I'll be home, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, because I know for me, I get excited. So I'm excited that I'm out of the house and I'm excited that I'm doing these things. And so I don't stop and think like, well, maybe I should be home.
Right, because you're having fun doing what you're doing.
Exactly.
And he's sleeping a lot because of his schedule.
Yeah.
So you're just like, oh, it's not a big deal. But then you realize like, oh, but he wants you there when he wakes up. Like, he wants to see
you. Exactly. And if I can be home by a certain time to spend time with him and that makes our whole world happier,
That's not too much. That's not asking too much. Yeah.
Everybody's compromising.
They're
dealing with us being gone more.
Yeah.
Like, that's new to them.
And they've been really good. I mean, honestly, they have been very understanding of the time.
100%.
So, because I can't say that I would be as understanding.
Yeah, right? Like, you start reversing. Because I like to roll reverse, because then I'm just like, okay, how would have I have taken that?
Yeah.
Does that come off dickish, or is that fine?
You're like, eh, that's a little dickish. And sometimes
a little bit of both. But yeah. Sometimes it's necessary.
It's necessary. Yes, to be I a think dick. So.
But after doing the roll reverse, I'm like, yeah, I think I would be a little upset if all of a sudden, like, Eric was gone 2-3 hours at a time and being like, I'm going to go do this now, bye. And I wouldn't be mad. I'd just be like, hey, I want to hang out.
Like, hey, I'm here. I'm here, too. Like, yeah. Oh, completely. 100%.
You know, every day that we're in the podcast, the more we learn about all of the things that come along with it.
Yeah.
And I'm learning a lot of stuff on, like, how to communicate better with just our listeners.
Mm.
Like, because I want them to value us just as much as they value us.
I guess.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, like, learning how to communicate and looking at people's stuff. And it's important because, like, it teaches me a lot.
Oh,
because, like, that's actually how I came to the decision, like, I'm totally going to do a tummy tuck, was because of you guys.
Well, and watching their journeys and seeing how happy they are. Like, not that a tummy tuck is your whole happiness, but you have to have a positive body image.
Right.
In order to live a positive life.
Well, and here's my thought. So I work pretty damn hard.
You do.
And I know in my life, when I hit 40 or 45, I'm going to be mad at myself if I didn't do the tummy tuck.
Well, there's your answer.
And so that was my answer. Because I was looking at these girls, and I just thought, like, I don't know why the fuck I thought this, because I'm an idiot. But I totally I totally thought the size that I am, that they still couldn't do a tummy tuck that would be, like, tight.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
I know. I'm an idiot. I thought, like, I needed to get down to a certain weight for them to do a tummy tuck.
No.
And I was like, no, this is their job. Like, they don't care what size you are. That's their job, is to make you have a nice tummy tuck.
Well, and they'll tell you if they're like, hey, I want you to lose 20 more pounds, and then we'll do it.
Yeah.
Like, I actually was talking to my lash artist.
Oh, okay.
And, which she does amazing.
Shout her out.
So if you are local, go see Clashed. Her name is Kristen, and she's a fucking genius when it comes to lashes. Like,
awesome.
She is. So I was talking with her, and we were talking about tummy tucks and stuff like that, and she was thinking about getting one.
Mm-hmm.
And so she went and talked to somebody about it.
Okay.
And she was saying how they would like her to lose 40 more pounds before they do it.
Oh, okay. So
because they want
you.
The results to be
the best.
Optimal level.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Yeah. So, like, I saw girls that are actually, like, a little bit bigger than me get the surgery.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
They come out amazing. And I'm like, all right, I'm an idiot. And then realizing, like, I do care about the line and the clothes more than I thought I would.
We just talked about that today.
Yeah, the pooch.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, if I added my tummy tuck, that would be gone, because my tummy is not like that.
Well, but I mean, you've had a child.
Yeah, I've had a child, and then I gained 308 pounds.
You gained 308 pounds?
Well, no, I got 308 pounds.
Well, I guess over your
whole life.
Oh, your whole life, you gained 308 pounds.
Yep.
But then, yeah.
Anyways. So, yeah, so you guys made that possible to where I'm like, okay, I can totally do this. I'm not scared anymore. Like,
that's awesome.
Who cares? Is that you're going to be in a little pain for a little amount of time? Like, you're going to get the result that you've been wanting.
And that's why this community is so amazing.
Yeah, seriously. Because I was so
scared.
You
never know. Yeah, you never know. And we've been talking a lot about plastics. We've been talking about to a lot of different people about plastics.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really, I mean, it's a common conversation after you've had weight loss surgery and you've had extreme weight loss.
Right, yeah.
Because you don't know if you're going to have a bunch of loose skin.
Right.
You just don't.
Because you think you'll work out enough and it just all tones up. But I think, like, to an extent, it never does. It doesn't go back 100%.
I mean, you were doing 2-a-days. You were working your ass off. I mean, and you still have loose skin.
Yeah.
I mean, my arms are going to forever be jiggly. Like, they're never going – I mean, there's always going to be loose skin no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be one area of your body or another.
Well, and I've come to terms with, like, we talked about this before, of like, okay, we're going to get old.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't care about my arms or legs, really, is because, like, that's naturally going to just sag. Like, that's... Your arms were going to happen that way.
Not if you had plastics.
Regardless of what you did. But, like, with the bigger stomach thing is, like, that's all, like, I guess for me, I feel like it's all on me. Like, I made that stomach happen. Mm-hmm. So I need to, like, make it go away.
And this is your payment.
This is my payment.
That's
cashing in.
You're cashing it in.
Cashing it in.
I think it's really awesome, first off.
Thank you.
I think the decision is a really hard one to get to.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what to expect.
I've been talking about it for a couple of years.
You have.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, we've been talking about it since, I know we've been talking about it since I had surgery.
Yeah. So at least a year and a half almost. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's good that you finally made a decision.
Yeah. Came to terms.
Now we just need to go talk to surgeons.
Which I can't wait to do because we're going to bring you guys along with us.
Yep.
Yep. We're going to make a whole thing out of it.
Yep.
Look at our producer smile so big with that one.
Yep. He's going to come record us. And, well, I don't know if Marcus will be there. But we will definitely have a camera or recording device of something.
Yeah. Like, you're not going to get inside
to make sure the doctor's room. There.
Just maybe they're there in the back and,
yeah,
depending on what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think it'd be really good for you guys to see the start of getting plastics,
yeah,
you know, just from very, very, very beginning to the actual surgery.
Yeah, it's like going through the whole process.
Exactly.
Like, you'll get a full look. Yeah. So what else happened this month? In the last month, I guess.
Another big non-scale victory from when I was camping.
Okay.
I sat in a hammock.
Ooh.
And I've never done that before.
That's cool.
So it was, I had to get at a refresher course.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea. How do you get in a hammock?
You like sit in the middle and then you like move the fabric like under your legs and up like towards your back, like your shoulders. And then once you're stable, then you can kind of turn and just lay down.
Ah, so you don't just like try to go lay down like you're in a twin bed.
Exactly.
That's why people fall, right?
That's why they flip off.
Okay.
So, nice. But I laid down. And Cole, the best friend, she gave me a little push and I just sat there and swung back and forth. And
oh, that's adorable.
It was real relaxing.
I bet.
Yes.
So how'd you get out?
It literally, you just turn your body and then jump down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't really any big deal. But I want a fucking hammock now.
No, you like them.
It was so comfortable. I was like, all I needed was my water, my book, and I would have been totally fine for the rest of the afternoon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of, like, resetting done this weekend.
I did get a lot of resetting. It was nice. As much as I love doing this podcast, it was wonderful to unplug.
Oh, I bet.
For even 24 hours, it was much needed.
Yeah.
And you can feel it. You're coming up on your anniversary weekend.
Yeah.
Which that means it's going to be Kelly takeover for that
Kelly
weekend.
Kelly takeover time.
Yeah.
But
it was much needed. It was much needed. And it was just nice to not have to worry about wearing a mask. You didn't have to worry about if you were even taking a shower. Like, it was perfect. Like, I didn't shower for 3 days. Totally fine with it.
Yeah.
I showered last night. You're welcome. So
thank you.
Not smelly anymore.
I don't smell you in here. So that's great.
But the other half of the camping trip was I tent camped for the first time since I got diagnosed.
Because you couldn't do that before.
I would be in way too much pain.
Yeah. You can't be sleeping on the ground.
Nope. I mean, even air mattress, like, because we all know air mattresses, like, they're not,
I'm like, not
the most
fan.
Comfortable. Yeah. But they serve their purposes for when you're camping.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was totally fine on an air mattress. The first night I slept totally fine. And then second night, I could not sleep. Like, I was up every hour on the hour. Like, I could.
Oh, I hate those nights.
We finally got up at 5:30.
Is that why you're home so early?
Yeah.
I was like, because you Marco'd me at like 9 in the morning. I'm like, how? How is she on her way home already?
Well, Cole and Jeremy like to get a head start.
Oh, like, on Sunday mornings?
So that they can, like, go home, unpack, do their laundry, like, all those things that you have to do but you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Kind of gives you a little bit of extra time.
Oh, it does. It's nice.
Then we get home, and Cody's doing my pills because, for those of you that don't know, he's always done my pills from, like, the very beginning of me being diagnosed to now, and he just continues to do it because that's how he contributes to my diagnosis.
Yeah.
Like, he takes care of that. So then he's like, oh, yeah, I didn't realize that your sleeping pill wasn't in it. You ran out. And I was like, oh, that makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep. Because I was like, I always take my pills and within 15 minutes, I'm out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, except for that night. Sucked.
I bet. Because you're like, why?
Big fat donkey malls.
Why am I not sleeping?
Yeah.
Because that's what I kind of did last night.
Oh, and really?
It's funny because I took a muscle relaxer and I still slept like that.
It might have wired you.
Yeah, I think I just have, I do have opposite effects because, like, some of the drowsy medicine makes, like, the non-drowsy makes it drowsy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, yeah, I have the opposite effects stuff. And, like, oxycodone doesn't do anything to me. Or, no, morphine doesn't do anything to me. That's the one.
Whoa. Let's go for the high one.
Because we found out the hard way.
Oh, with your leg surgery.
Yeah, because with my leg surgery, they pump me full of morphine, but I can still feel all the pain. And my mom and Eric were like, we had no idea what you were saying, but we can tell you were not okay because you were just like, I needed like help. Like it was a lot. So they stopped giving me morphine and then they gave me oxycodone, but I could still feel it. And they were like, I can't give you anything else.
Mm.
And they're like, we were probably going to puke this all up. And I totally did.
Oh.
And then once I had to deal with the pain for like 6 hours and then they could reset me.
Oh.
So, yeah, that
I
remember,
sucks.
Like, telling my mom, like, I would rather have a child again than that pain, because that pain was awful.
I remember you saying that.
Like, I think about it today, and my leg just kind of, like, twinges.
You're like, let's not ever go through that again.
No way.
Let's not.
Oh, so, story time. You guys forgot to let me tell.
No, I was just biding my sweet time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, look at them all perker up. Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it.
So, the story about how I got the fire department called on me.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I want to hear this.
So remember when we were taking down the trees?
Yeah.
Okay. So that last tree was a pine needle tree. It's a pine tree.
Yeah.
And those have been sitting out around the tree for a good...
I have to pause you for just 1 second.
Are you going
to correct
me?
A pine needle tree.
I did. A pine needle tree.
It's a pine tree?
It's a pine tree with pine needles.
With fine pine needles.
Oh, some fine pine needles. That made me get the cops called, Bobby. It's their fault.
Right.
It's the pine needles'
Resume
fault.
Resume the story. I just had to point that out.
Okay. So I got down to this last tree, and I'm cutting it up, and our next-door neighbor has a bigger fire pit than us, and the fence was down between us because we took down the tree between the fence.
That's right.
Okay. So what we were doing was we already got all the maple out of the way. So now we're like, hey, let's just burn this shit because no one wanted the pine tree. We went on Craigslist. Everybody came and grabbed all the maple and the oak that they wanted, but no one touched the pine tree. And I get it.
Funny.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
It hurts when you touch it. If you don't have the right gloves on, like you're getting poked, you're getting sap. It sucks.
Yeah.
So what I was doing, I filled up 2 green bins and then I rolled them down. And then I was like, okay, fire pit's going. I could probably just do this for a little bit. So I would cut some, and then I'd burn some. Cut some, burn some.
Okay.
Now my head's down a lot, because I'm just looking at the ground going to the next, like...
Section.
Yeah. I'm not realizing, like, the actual fire itself is pretty controlled, but I don't realize how much smoke is above me. So I see a cop kind of roll through the back alley, and I was like... Well, if he'll say something, if it's too much, like that's what went through my head. And I was like, you know, I'm going to just put this last one on. I'm going to call it good. I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
So then I go inside. I'm like, hey, babe, I'm going to go take a shower. I'm done with outside. And he's like, you burnt the pine needles. And I was like, yep. And he's like, all right. And I went into the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get a knock on the door shower of Melanie the fire department. I had to deal with that without you. I was like, oh man. So yeah, like they came over, they made them put out the fire, and then they
put it out.
Yeah.
Even though it was controlled.
too much smoke. They don't want it to get out of control because little ashes fly. So they had to put it out. And then we weren't allowed to ever use that fire pit.
Not your fire pit.
He said the size of our fire pit is more controlled and the other one was way too big. Like that was more for like, you know, when you go like to those big parties out in the boonies and they had those bonfires. Yeah, it was like the size of a bonfire. So that's not allowed on
Holy
city limits.
Holy crap, Mel. So,
well, I got a lot of tree gone, but I got in trouble. They just said, don't do it anymore.
Oh, well, at least you didn't get like fined or something.
I know, because they said if it happened, if they had to come back, we would get in trouble. So you we didn't even use our own fire pit for like 2 weeks. We were nervous. And yeah, and then I borrowed Eric's mom's truck and then I packed it full of the pine tree, two loads, and it was done.
I'm very proud of you for saying pine tree.
You're welcome.
I didn't say thank you, but that's fine.
You don't have to.
You're welcome.
So yeah, that was a hot mess just because Eric was just like, I had to deal with all that shit without you. There was like there's a fire marshal,
two fire guys, and seriously,
a police officer. I would have been nervous. Like I was high as fuck. There's no way. I was so nervous. I was like, when I saw the cop, I started shaking. So that's why I was like, I'm done. Like, I'm nervous. I'm going to go inside, just shower and just calm down.
I'm going to shower and let my husband deal with all the aftermath.
I had no idea. It was great, though, because, like, I probably would have cried. I'd probably be like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't know.
That's so funny.
I didn't know.
You probably would have cried.
100%.
I like your impression of you crying.
Because like, you can't understand me sometimes. It's like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, she does that.
That's how you know I'm really upset. It's just like, because you go, like hyperventilating. It's ridiculous. So anyway, that was
I love it. I think that's the best ever. Like, you got the fire.
Do you have any other stories to add? Anything that's happened?
I'm trying to think what about the last month.
Yeah.
We've just been like, recording so much.
We're just working.
Working a shit ton.
Yeah. But like, I've been learning a lot.
You have.
I've been learning a lot about all these programs, which I'm thankful for. Mm-hmm. You know what a dumb thing I did learn also yesterday?
What?
When I
love the dumb things you do.
So it wasn't even about like technical stuff. This is like dyeing my own hair. So.
Oh my gosh. Okay, what'd you do?
I normally do the normal stuff where like I put all like little things together, shake it up. Not a problem, right? Well, I was talking to Eric and we were talking about how like he goes, hey, put the moisturizer in at the beginning and end and then your hair will be like way more softer.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay. And he goes, even after you blow dry it, just put a little in it. And I was like, all right, cool. So I didn't think about the whole like, I normally let the water just come down my hair and then like the dye comes out, right?
Yeah.
Well, then I have really long hair and it's like tangled and stuff. So I didn't think about, oh, just put the conditioner on with the dye. And it's so much easier, guys. Like, I don't know if y'all already knew that, but I was super excited because like,
oh my God.
I didn't even let the water rinse. I just put all of the conditioner in and then it was so much easier like to get it all out. It was amazing.
You're so funny.
And so, like, I came out of the shower and I was like, you taught me something, babe. He's like, what?
Put your conditioner on before you rinse out the dye.
Before you rinse out the dye.
I'm going to have to ask my hairdresser about that.
Okay. You do you.
I'm curious.
Well, for what? What do you
care? Does it affect the dye?
Well, I mean, it's been sitting in your hair. Like, mine was in there for, like, 40 minutes, so...
Well, yeah.
I mean, what is conditioner really going to do besides make it soft?
I don't know.
And condition.
I was going to look and see what non-scale victories I had had.
Okay.
Over the last month.
Sounds good.
Because I usually, that's a pretty big one. I'm glad I looked.
There we go.
I ordered a bodycon dress, which is the like super tight dresses.
I was gonna say, what is a body con? Is that what you said?
Body con. So it's like body contoured.
Okay. That's what it's short for. I got it.
And if you guys follow me on Instagram, you saw it, but I posted a picture and it's all leopard print and it's like super tight, super fitting.
Okay.
All the way. And I absolutely love it. And it just makes me realize like how much I always wanted to wear those dresses.
Oh. So you didn't know you didn't want them until now you had one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I wore one kind of like it for the Christmas season.
Okay.
It was like a green velvet.
I remember that.
One, which is really pretty.
It was.
But I wasn't at my goal weight yet.
No.
So I think it kind of affected my head space a little bit.
Yep.
And when I put this one on, like size small, slid right on, no issues.
Oh, yeah.
I do need a body smoother because of the little pooch in the front.
Everybody needs a body smoother.
Exactly. But yeah, it was pretty cool to be able to order these things online.
Nice.
Have them come, put them right on, no issues.
You know, I just realized I did have an NSV this weekend.
Ooh, what was it?
So, you know, all the rocks that were sitting in front of the big old maple tree that we burned?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're all there. And we told Dylan, you need to move these.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, I'm going to need some help because this is a lot.
Mm.
And that's what he told me. Like,
they were a lot of rocks.
There's a lot of rocks. But that was like 2 or 3 days ago.
Mm.
And then I went on my walk, did the yoga, came out here. And I was like, Eric's like, I'm going to make Dylan do that today. And I was like, all right. And then I go pick one up. I'm like, these aren't even that heavy. What the hell? So literally, I moved all of it.
Oh.
All of them.
By yourself.
In 20 minutes.
Whoa.
And I was like, babe, there's no way I could have done that before. He's like, nope. I'm surprised that you're doing it now. He's like, these are like heavy.
That's awesome. Like, that means that all of this yoga and lifting and everything is doing its job.
Yeah. I was able to lift all of them. Like there were some good ones where you have to get really underneath it.
Yeah.
Squat down and pull up. And like, seriously, I was able to move all of them. Oh my God. Her fucking face. when she wants to say that's what she said. She makes a face.
I can't even help it.
All because I said squat down.
You have to squat down and really get underneath it.
Kelly, are you ever squatting down and really getting underneath the penis?
What if I am?
is that what you do?
Yeah, I squat down and I get right underneath it.
Right underneath it. So, yes, that was my NSV.
I love
was
it.
Moving all those damn rocks.
That's and amazing.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to take photos. I'm learning. You've taught me some things.
My shoe is gone. Well.
You know what I learned?
Take lots of photos.
Take a lot of photos. Just take a lot of photos of whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Because then, like, you can always, like, show that later. Because I always, like, for the NSV, I didn't know, like, I had one until you were actually talking about it. And I was like, oh, I have photos of all of what I did.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool now.
So
that's a moment.
So now when we post this, or when we drop this episode,
we can do photos of
we're going to post your pictures of your
of the rocks.
You moving the rock.
Yeah.
I love it.
So.
I've noticed that I'm getting stronger.
You look stronger.
Do I?
Yeah. Like, when we go move stuff for the events, like, you're, like, picking shit up. Like, I'm like, oh, she does got it. Like, it's fine.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I did notice. There's a few things, like, doing yoga that I never thought I'd be able to do.
Oh, I bet.
Like, transferring from a forearm side plank to a full plank.
Oh, yeah,
without dropping your knees. Like, that's a big one.
Well, I remember when I first had to do that, too, and I was like, there's no way. And right when I did it, I was like, oh, this is actually a lot easier than I thought it was going to be, but I can do it.
You have to think about it. And you have to, like, use your weight to pull yourself up, your arm strength.
Yeah, because you actually have to think of where to put your weight so you don't fall over.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're doing that, like, everything's all tightened. So it's insane.
You're bringing that core in. You're tightening your glutes. Like, all of those.
Yeah, I'm really digging the yoga.
Yeah, so am I. And she messaged me back today.
Oh, Kelly had, like, a fangirl moment.
I did. I had a really big fangirl moment. Yoga with Cassandra.
Fun. Yeah.
I tag her, as you guys know, going through puberty, excuse that. I tag Yoga with Cassandra every single morning right after I do my yoga. And this morning she wrote little heart faces things.
Aww.
Which is the first time that she's ever, like, replied.
Yep.
Like, she always just likes my messages. So it only took me 3 months solid, but
She replied.
And so then I wrote and I said, I hope it's not annoying that I post you in these every morning. I just really love your videos.
Yeah.
And she's like, not at all. Like, I'm so glad that you love them and that you're enjoying them, blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, it might have been just something really stupid to everybody else. But to me, I was like, she wrote me back.
Yeah, no, so, it's a great feeling.
Because I love her. Yeah. I think her whole demeanor is just so calming.
She's so chill. At least for, like, all of that stuff. She has to be chill in person, yes. Right? With all the yoga she does.
Exactly.
Because, like, she is so calm. I actually told my friend Bethany to check her out for yoga.
Yeah.
Because Bethany finally went and did yoga last week and loved it.
Oh, see? You just got to give it a try.
So I told her, because it's, like, a donation right now.
Okay.
For money for or canned goods, I think. But going forward, like, you're gonna have to start paying. And so I was like, you can just go on to do, like, yoga with Cassandra. Like, here's a list of the ones that we use. Like, you'll totally love her. She's super calm. She's from Canada. Yeah. I love it. And she's so
great.
So I sent her all the links and she's like, all right, cool, I'm gonna try these.
Yay. So, I mean, we definitely have our top episodes that we tend to do over and over again.
Yeah.
Which I sent some to Melanie because I like to try different things every day of the week.
Yeah, it makes me nervous, so I don't.
Yeah. But everyone that you've tried, you've absolutely loved.
Only one I haven't is the iron one, because that scares me.
It's really not that bad.
It's the name. She named it right.
Iron yoga.
Because it makes me nervous. I have to be
I love that one.
I just have to be mentally prepared. I'm to put in, like, some actual hard work, I guess.
You know, honestly, iron yoga, I don't think is going to be as scary as you think it is. I think you do harder workouts, like, just doing your squats. Like,
that's true.
I think you just at least need to try it.
Oh,
if
I'll
you try it and it's too hard, like, just stop and do your old one.
That's true.
But
because I've turned it on and then I turned it off.
Really?
Well, I was just like, I turned it on. I was like, oh, I just want to do something I know. Like,
you get into your ruts.
I like to, like, be perfect at one full one before I move to the next one.
No.
I want to know all the moves, and I want to get them all right, and I want to be able to balance, like, because there's some I still can't do, like, 100%, you know? Like, so I don't feel like I need to move on to something else if I haven't mastered this. That's what I'm like a perfectionist. I need to master something.
Okay, so.
Right? Is that what they're called? I see Margus's head nodding, so yeah.
Tough love.
No, I just want to master it.
I don't really care.
I'll get to it. Just let me master all of these until I get to it.
Tough love.
You're such a brat.
So if you don't try anything new, you will never become stronger than what you're at.
I know, because I do like the total body and the core ab one.
Yeah.
Because I feel in the abs.
The back and core, which is what I did today. And I'm like, my abs are on fire.
Yeah, I can feel them.
They're on fire. On fire. I think that you just need to try the new.
Well, and what are we going to be doing Friday?
So exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So
we
are going to go do yoga at a local yoga studio.
Yes. Kate Louise Yoga Studio.
Yep.
Okay. And she's in Kaiser?
She is in Kaiser.
Sweet. So that's where we're going.
I called her, talked to her. I told her that we were a local podcast and we do yoga every single morning.
Yep.
And we wanted to start, like, do a session and maybe record it, do, like, a couple time lapses, maybe do a full length video. She was totally fine with it. She was like, I've never done that before, but sure. Why not?
Yeah. So, why not? Like, get it all recorded.
And I found out she does do hot yoga.
Yes, I've always wanted to try hot yoga.
So I think we need to do, like, the 3 sessions.
I think so,
too. So we can do the hot yoga, because I want to try it real bad.
You're hilarious.
Real bad.
So that's going to come your guys' way.
Yes. So we will have.
So I will say, sorry to interrupt you,
but
they should go to Patreon.
Yes.
Patreon.com/OSLP.
That's what you should go to. So that way you can get all this random exclusive content of us doing hot yoga, doing the regular yoga, us being goofballs.
Yep.
Stuff way.
Yep. Go to the Patreon and pick your tier, create your account, and then you get all of the goodies that come with being a Patreon.
The extras, the extras of us.
Yes.
So.
Because who doesn't get enough of us? Hello.
Marcus.
Nobody.
Hi. Oh. Yes, I'm here.
Oh.
Marcus gets
that
enough
was
of us.
Kind of a...
I said it instantly, too. Like, my brain went, Marcus.
Fine, Marcus.
All right. Is there anything else you want to add? I feel good. You feel good?
I feel like there was something else I needed to talk about, and I can't remember what it was.
Oh, I actually will talk about one last thing.
Yes.
My brother's birthday.
Oh. Okay.
because that was a fun night. Not night, day. It was a pool party.
Yeah.
So, like, because I haven't seen my brother and his kids in, like, ever 4 months now because of the quarantine.
We recorded with them.
Well, the kids, though.
The kids.
Yeah. Okay. So, I haven't got to see them because they've been at my mom's house when they came over.
True.
That's a good point. So, I haven't seen them. And it was so much fun having them here and my brother here because he turned 18. And we got in the pool. Mm-hmm. And I've never in my life was able to get on someone's shoulders and do the little chicken fight.
Yeah.
And I was able to do it. And I got on my brother, my brother that's 18, Michael. I got on his shoulders. And my brother helped me, pulled me up because they wouldn't let me just stand with my legs wide open and them go underneath me. Apparently that's weird. And I was like, you're my brother. Who fucking cares?
I don't know why he didn't just like squat down.
Oh, so no, I made him do that. I made him squat down. I put my legs on top and then Matt like helped me pull up. And then I was able to hold on to him. And then I was able to go, no hands, no hands.
No hands, Ma.
Yeah. And they got, I was like, Mom, hurry up, get a photo before I fall.
You did get a photo. We have lots of photos for this episode.
Yeah.
Of all of our non-scale victories. We're just going
to slowly just drop stuff through the stories.
Yeah, pretty much.
But that was a lot of fun, just being able to like feel free. I noticed that with the girls, I was able to do a handstand in the pool with Alyssa.
That's awesome. I love it.
I did a flip with Emily in the pool and like, I'm able to move around and be way more flexible and fun.
Since doing yoga, right?
Since, just weight loss, surgery.
The flexibility.
Right. Yeah. So they go hand in hand. Yes. So like being able to be smaller and being able to do the yoga and the workouts mm-hmm. have made it to where I can do a lot more stuff with my family. Like, more fun. So I can actually be me. Like I wanted to do the handstand. It wasn't mm-hmm. like, oh, I have to do this type deal. Or like, oh my God, I'm going to be embarrassed because I can't do this.
Yes.
It just was, I could just be myself.
Well, because that was always goofy. A fear when you were bigger.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you were always like, well, I'm not going to sit there because I don't know how sturdy it is.
Right.
Or I'm not going to sit at that table because my stomach may touch it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's all these different things. And now you don't even have to think about it. You just live your life.
Yeah. Like I can get into like a normal booth, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's not a thing anymore. That's awesome.
Normal booth. You can do handstands in the pool. Like,
yeah.
Before, you would second guess yourself over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. And then not have fun.
And, yeah, exactly. Not have fun with your family. Not have fun with anybody that you were, because you were so worried about what people thought, what you were going to do, if you could do this, if you could, you know, if you wanted to just pretend like you didn't want to do it so that you weren't embarrassed. Right. Like you know, all those different points.
Well, I can balance a lot better. So, like, it's kind of nice to be able to, like, just do kind of more athletic things. Mm-hmm. It was really cute with Josh. So, Josh wanted to race me.
Oh, yeah?
And so we raced from the patio to the...
Josh is Melanie's nephew.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Josh is my nephew. He is 4 years old.
Yes.
And he's adorable.
He is really cute.
But he wanted to race. And so he wanted to race to the pool and back. And he's like, I need a head start. So I gave him a little bit of a head start. And I ran. And I was like, oh, this kid's going to beat me. He's a little kid.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was able to, like, hit the pool and come back. And I kind of felt bad because I'd be a little kid. But I was also kind of really excited.
You are such a mean aunt.
And then the second time, like, he beat me.
Did you let him beat you?
No, he just, I didn't get to start until he was already at the other side.
Oh.
So once I got to this.
That's a really big head start.
Yeah, so I got to, like, I ran there, and then he was, like, already halfway to the other side.
I love kid logic.
Like, that was great.
It makes complete sense in their head that they're going to be halfway
mm-hmm.
already.
Oh,
I
seriously.
Just love it. I just love it.
It's funny because, like, I would have never done that if I was, like, bigger. I would have never ran with Josh being like, let's go run, you know?
There's no way.
Mm-mm. It wouldn't even have crossed my mind to be like, yep, that's not happening.
So, yeah.
Move on to the next kid. Sorry. Like,
move on to the next kid. God.
But no, I don't, like, now I can just be goofy me and play. And I'm definitely, like, Eric's right when we did that episode. Like, I'm just more playful.
You are. You can already tell.
Yeah.
You can tell that you are more playful, you are more present.
Yeah.
As that's my biggest, I think, non-scale victory.
Being present.
Is being present.
Yeah.
I don't take pain meds like I used to. I mean, because yours is very much weight-based.
It is, yeah.
And mine is definitely weight-based, size-based. But I think the biggest non-scale victories that I could possibly have are all health.
Yeah, well, that related. Makes sense because you have health problems.
I do.
And you said for a while, like, you were in a fog, like, where, like, literally you weren't there sometimes.
Nope.
And so now you're fully awake. It's, like,
well,
the deal.
Well, I mean, think back to the the football league draft.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
You were there physically.
The year before I had surgery.
Yep.
So it was that fall.
Yep. It was the first week of September.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I was in pain. I did not want to go, but I wanted to spend time with Cody. I wanted to spend time with you guys.
Yeah. So you bucked up, you came in pain. I knew you were in pain.
And, well, I just sat there.
Yeah.
I didn't talk. I didn't really do anything. Like, I just sat there.
Yeah.
And how is that a life to live? It's not.
It's not. And what's interesting is the next time we had a party and after you had surgery, we had
karaoke.
We had the karaoke party. And then it was completely different. You were, like, helping me with stuff. We were moving around a lot. Like, it was...
I was talking to everybody.
Yeah.
I'm living my life.
Yeah.
And before I didn't.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, it's whether it's weight-based or health-based, we both weren't living our life.
No. We were trapped.
We were trapped in our bodies, in our decisions that we made. And the moment that we made that decision to stop, like, and start anew, like, that changed everything.
I think I became myself once that happened.
High five.
Yep.
I did too.
All right. Well, I think we should end on that happy note.
Okie dokie.
Right.
All right. That is our August check-in.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Next time.
Hey, listeners. If you enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform you get your podcast.
Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Join us on patreon.com/OSLP where you can get exclusive content.
We would like to give a big thank you to Anne-Marie Cruz for our logo,
Eric Vaughn for our music,
Nick Dukes for our graphic and web designs,
and of course, the most amazing producer in the world, Marcus,
with Jude and Per Productions. Thanks for listening to Our Sleep Life,
a podcast for patients by patients.
Exactly. Yeah. Hold that thought.
Okay.
I have to get situated in this carpet. It's not helping.
I love how he's laughing back there.
Are you picking all of that up?
Oh, my God.